to start. Hello, Hamilton investors. I have with me Lisa Smart, and I'll let her tell you about what she does and why you should be listening to her.
So, hi guys. I work for Metroland. I am an advertising sales consultant, and basically I help people spend their money online, in print, whether it's impressions, whether it's branding on daily websites for daily papers, or whether it's in a phone directory. I take care of their multimedia approach to sales.
And Lisa's also an investor. So Lisa, can you tell me where you invest?
I invest mostly in Hamilton. I have one property there currently. We've moved around a bit over the years, so we found that Hamilton is probably one of the best places to be, the diversity of the people coming in. It's pretty cool, and that's it.
And you've lived in Hamilton, right?
I did. I've lived in about 9 different places all over Hamilton, from Ancaster and Dundas, Westdale, downtown, up on the mountain, West Mountain, East Mountain. Yep, you name it, I've been there.
And have you noticed anything that's changed?
I've noticed that the level of Hamilton's, I guess, renter's market has changed. I was a renter there the entire time I was there, except for my last address, which was in Ancaster. And people are looking for nicer places. You know, some of the places where people live that are lower are definitely below the mountain. I invest on the mountain, and the quality of the homes on the mountain have really stepped up in the last few years.
Great. Okay. Well, enough about Hamilton, because I'm really interested in speaking to you about the marketing aspect of investing in entrepreneurship in general. So, and I know it's something that entrepreneurs generally don't do very well. So can you tell me, how important is a marketing strategy and execution to an entrepreneur?
Any kind of advertising is important. You know, from your business card to your letterhead, you know, starting small with what you're comfortable with. A website definitely has its place. I wouldn't jump into a website as a brand new investor, just like, you know, they teach us in RAIN, don't jump into an incorporation. You know, start with baby steps.
At what point would you say then someone should start a website?
When you have a good portfolio, I'd say maybe 5 properties, depending on how many doors are within those properties. You're looking for, depending on what you're looking for. If you're looking for JV partners, start a website right away. Your portfolio can be based for your JV partner and for your rental market. So you want to have it to be able to link back to whatever properties you may or may not have.
So say you are looking for JV partners, then what kind of information should investors be sharing on their websites?
They definitely should be putting information about themselves and their portfolio together. They should show current and relevant information. Make sure you update your website. I can't speak more to that. You know, people put up a website and think, okay, I'm done. And that's not the case. You know, your information is always changing. Your portfolio changes. You have to make sure that whatever you're doing, it's about today. It's not about what you did last year, 2 years ago, 4 years ago.
Okay. A hot topic in marketing is social media. I know this topic interests almost everyone, mostly because it's cheap.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do come across that in my everyday life in advertising, and people are always saying, oh, I'm on Facebook. Well, that's great, but how many people on Facebook are buying what you're selling? You know, I have a chiropractor. He said, oh, I'm on Facebook, and I have 1,500 people in my group. I'm like, great, how many of them are your patients? Is his reply. So I know not very many people are his patients. It's creating awareness, and that's fantastic, but you need to also create a need. Having people aware of who you are is fantastic, but if they're not wallet ready, and that's not what social marketing is about. There's new marketing out there now that's a little bit more on the viral side, and you've heard of it, WagJag, you've heard of Groupon. And basically, it's group buying. So you're using Facebook, Twitter, and email to put out these specials to other people, and that's something that's a little bit different, but where that doesn't really apply to what we do.
Right. So no group buying for a property?
No, unfortunately not. But maybe if you had an open house or something that you really wanted to draw attention to, that might be something of interest.
What about like Twittering and like Google AdWords and blogging?
Google AdWords. One word, expensive. I don't suggest it. I don't recommend it. If you're going to do something Google-wise, get it search engine optimized. Google looks for specific things when they send out their web crawlers, rich content that's changing. They really like video, photos. You can't have too many photos on your website. That's an important tool for Google. Twittering, I haven't gotten into it much, so I really have not much to say on the subject.
Yeah, I personally find Twittering such a time suck. It's difficult to follow, and it constantly interrupts what you're doing. So it's something that I personally block out.
Well, and that's why I haven't gotten into it. I have friends that send Twitter, and it's... I don't care if you're having coffee now.
Can you talk a bit more about search engine optimization? Because I think most of my readers don't really have websites or anything like that. So this is actually a bit of an advanced topic. But if you think it's an area that they should be focusing some attention on.
It's definitely something that you want your website designed by somebody who knows what they're doing, for one. You don't want to, just put it together in front page and throw it up there on the website. You build it and they will come. No, that's not necessarily how it works. You have to have a website that works well, that's easy to use. Google, as much as I know, when they send out their web crawlers, the content that they're looking for needs to be updated and changed. Monthly is fine. You don't have to do it daily. Photos, you're adding new properties or you're updating your properties, then update your website. It's all about rich content and it's current content. If something's relevant, somebody will come back to your website. If they're finding that it's stale or under construction or it's just not an easy place to maneuver around, it's not user-friendly, they won't come back. Anything else is a click away.
Right. So other than search engine optimization, are there any other ways that you would suggest that investors, entrepreneurs drive, how they drive traffic to their website?
Websites are tough. You need a multimedia advantage if you're going to be doing something like that. You need to be using keywords that play very well into what you're doing. Meta tags were the big buzzword a few years back. They're still out there. It's words in the background that web crawlers search out and seek. It's super important to make sure that what you're doing is done professionally. You can get a web page and it can just be a front page for, $500. You don't have to start huge. You just make sure that you can add on. Start somewhere, start small.
So like someone like me who didn't spend any money for a professional website, I just started blogging basically.
I like blogging. But it has to be relevant blogging, and what you're doing is good. You're sending out information to people who are like-minded, who want the information. Mm-hmm. If you send out a blog and, you've gone onto websites before and you've seen these blogs and it's just someone's opinion and rattling on, and it's another time suck.
Right. Okay, digging into this blogging topic, I spent some time reading other people's blogs, and there seems to be a glut of bloggers who blog about real estate in general, and also the motivations behind investing, and motivation and inspiration, stuff like that. Whereas, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but mine is specific to an area, so it's something different. Is that some, I'm blogging about content that no one else is really talking about.
And that's relevant. And that's what keeps it current, and that's what people come back for.
Mm-hmm.
When you're blogging, like I said, it's one person's opinion, but yours is based in fact. When you look at a blog, you want to look at the person's credentials and their credibility. You know, anybody can write on anything if they want to. But you want to make sure that the person who's writing the article or the blog has some kind of background in what they're writing about. It's helpful, you know. Just because somebody writes something, if they've got a journalism degree, doesn't mean that they're stellar real estate investor.
Mm-hmm.
You want somebody who's investing in real estate, writing about real estate, mm-hmm. because it's tales from the trenches.
Right. So I have a general question for you.
Okay.
So, like, you know several investors.
Mm-hmm.
Especially more novice ones.
Yes.
So could you name three things they should be doing today in terms of marketing strategy or execution?
I agree with Don totally in what he says about have your ads ready to go. Have your properties already lined up with their photos and everything so that you know when that property comes available that you're not scrambling to get this stuff done last minute.
Mm-hmm.
Talk real estate. Talk real estate as much as you can, as often as you can. Make the subject come around every time. It's the only way to get out there. It is a word of mouth type of thing, and you know, if you want to be on the top of your game, you also have to research. So, you know, you may have done your Goldmine scorecard, you may have done your research on an area, but it changes constantly. Demographics change, people change, you know.
Well, even like tonight, mm-hmm. I think maybe half of people actually had a business card. How important is it to have a business card?
I think it's super important to have a business card. I know that a lot of people have Gmail addresses, and I get that. Starting out, that's cool. It is. At least it's a way for people to find you and get a hold of you. It's another... Some email addresses are not web-based, whereas Gmail is web-based. You can pick it up from anywhere. So that helps when you have a day job. Business cards are super important, and I'm guilty. I don't have one either. I have one for my business, my day job, but as an investor, I tend to be a little bit more of a wallflower, so I don't really jump out there. When I come to meetings, I have an agenda. I know usually who I want to talk to and what I want to talk about, so I'm in it for me. I'm a little bit on the selfish side right now as being a junior investor.
Mm-hmm. So actually, how you're talking about Gmail, so how do you feel when you receive a business card? And it says something like a business name at Gmail or some sort of business name at Hotmail. What does that make you think automatically?
If it's Hotmail, I cringe. Gmail, not so much.
Is Hotmail so dated?
Well, it is, and it's just, yeah, exactly. It is very dated. It's a starting point, and everybody needs that. And that's fine. You know what? They've taken the leap and they've gone out there. That means that they know a little bit about the internet. They know a little bit about how to email.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying. And anybody who's trying, you know, you mm-hmm. got to try to be successful.
Right. So would you say it's have a business card even though you don't have everything set up?
Absolutely. You know what? I've met people along the way that are a wealth of information. And the smart ones that have the business card, they tend to email you back even though they know you're a junior investor. And now that you've made that contact, that's somebody that you want to keep in touch with. And that email, that business card, it speaks a thousand words. You know, they might put a little note on the back of it.
Right.
They do get back to you. They email you. Those are the successful people. Those are the people that you're in this group or, you know, in a group or in a meeting to emulate, to become. You want to be them eventually, not necessarily exactly, but you want to have their successes, so why not do what the successful people are doing?
Mm-hmm.
Imitation's that sincerest form of flattery, so just be out there and, you know, be genuine and have a business card.
I have some more general questions for you.
Okay.
Why don't entrepreneurs and real estate investors spend more time on their marketing? And then why should they be?
You know, that's a good question.
Because we're all guilty of it.
We are. We absolutely are. It's not an easy thing to get people to come to your website. You have to have a purpose out there. Realtors, they advertise, they brand. You know, they're out there all the time. They're networking like crazy. for a purpose, a commission check at the end of the day. We're looking at it more of how do we get more properties, and not seeing it so much as how do I get more properties at the end of the day. You know, so I guess how we come about it, it's a little bit counterclockwise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't brand to get ourselves out there because it's not that kind of a business model.
Right.
It's a little bit different kind of beast. So do you want to put yourself, and that's what, why you build your website, and that's why you use those relevant keywords and those searches. And yeah, maybe in the beginning you might use those Google AdWords to get you into places when people are searching and looking for things specific to what you have.
Mm-hmm. Going back to the website thing, so if you were to start a website, would you register lisasmart.com or something like that? Like, what do you think about people using their name as their domain?
I think that's fantastic, depending on what you're doing.
So say someone's trying to raise JV money.
I would use my business name. That's what you're trying to do. JV money, if you use your name, it's more about branding. You're trying to brand something, and you want the JVs to know that there's it doesn't have to be a corporation number, but some kind of business name that's relevant to incorporate. You want it to seem inviting to them as well, because it's going to be part of the group that they belong to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, green investments, just something that is
smart
investments, something a little bit more generic, but yet meaningful.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I read about marketing when choosing a name or a domain is you want something more general, because if you ever said wanted to sell your business, like, how would you feel about buying Irwincito Incorporated versus buying, you know, Smart Investments?
True enough.
I have a selfish question.
Okay.
So you've seen some of my marketing materials. So what could I be doing better?
That's going to come with experience for you. It's all about, I like what you do, because it's not a lot of information. It's really chunked down into little segments. It keeps you engaged. It's not, I'm getting emails from you, and I like that. And they're not, like I said, they're not too long. It's just a snippet of information a couple times a week, and that's fantastic. Because anything too long, you're going to lose interest. You're going to notice all these people opting out, because it's just it's filling up their inbox.
Right.
Right now, I as a junior investor as well, I like what you do.
Right. Thank you. So, like, what you're telling me also leads me to more questions. Like, how do you keep people from opting out?
You don't. It's a personal thing. People are at different spaces in their lives, you know. Sometimes it's just all about the clutter in their inbox, and they just can't deal with it because they're not managing their own lives very well.
Right.
So you can't.
That's okay, though, because they're not interested in investing anymore, those types of people.
Exactly. So at least you're putting yourself out there in front of people who are interested.
Right.
So the ones that opt out, you know they'll always come back if that's where they want to be. So.
I think my question is more, I'm sorry, I'm trying to lead you a little bit.
That's all right. Lead away.
Like, I was on this distribution list. I was trading emails with the interior designer, because we were talking about home staging. And then she put me on one of her distribution lists, and then I got this email where basically she described, I helped sell this property for $11,000 over market value because, you know, they spent $1,000 with me on home staging. Well, I personally took offense to that, because it wasn't in an area I invest in. It was a condo, high-rise condo in Toronto. So again, not my cup of tea. So I immediately asked to opt out, right? Because it wasn't relevant to me, and also there was no value in what she had sent me.
But you're never going to please 100% of the people 100% of the time.
Yeah.
So what she sent you this week may totally been off base, and the one that you opted out from next week could have totally hit the nail on the head.
That's true.
Yeah.
I didn't think of it that way.
So,
yeah, she could have written something about, like, home staging for vacancies. Maybe she could email her back.
There's value in everything. It's just how you choose to accept it. You know, and sometimes it's not relevant to you, and absolutely.
Right.
But she had value in what she does, And like I said, the next email could have been all written almost specifically for you and to you.
Interesting. You mentioned that I was going to say you wrote mine, but I think you said you'd like it, that you received a mailer from me about twice a week, sometimes three times a week. Is that something you would advise other investors to do?
Touch your people, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. The good people out there know that. And like I said, it's short, it's sweet, and that's okay. That's good. Excuse me. When you start getting things that are too long, you zone out.
Okay.
And if it's a habit, you know, think of your inbox and the emails that you get from family and friends that just clutter your inbox. And
yeah.
If you have to read something that's way too long, you're just going to delete it before you ever read it. So you're not doing yourself as a business owner any favors, and you're definitely not doing your investors any favors if they're just zoning out.
Yeah, because that's exactly it. And I just wanted to touch back on why I send out those mailers, is because it's difficult to stay in touch with everyone. And so this is a highly leveraged way that I do it.
Well, and I appreciate it because I don't have the time to sit and read the newspaper or to scan different websites for information. And I am in very much a multimedia business where I'm always on the computer, but I'm not necessarily always in the right place. So something like that gets me refocused. And, back on track.
Great.
So I thank you.
Oh, thank you. And with that, I think I'm out of questions. That was only 20 minutes. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about? Anything I didn't cover? Anything I should be asking you?
No, I think we pretty much covered everything.
Perfect. Okay, so if anyone wants to, would you be willing to take other questions from, some of my readers?
Absolutely.
And how would they reach you then?
You can post my email on your website or my cell phone number.
Well, I don't like posting cell phone numbers. I'll start with the email.
It's a business number, so that's fine.
Okay. But
yeah, that's up to you.
Okay. We'll post your email first, and then if anyone wants to reach out, then I can provide them a number.
Cool.
Very cool. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Thank you very much, Erwin. Have a great night.
Good night.